28 iOS 11 Tips You Need to Know on September 30th in PC World by Eric Griffith. You think you know iOS 11? Not until you master all of these under-the-hood goodies. If you've stuck with iOS through the years, you know that each new iteration brings a slew of incredible new features. Apple's iOS 11 has been rolling out to devices since September 19th, and so far, so good. Even if version 11.0.1 is already here, there have not been any iOS 8.0.1-level headaches thus far. The new mobile OS works with iPhone 5S and higher, iPad Mini 2 and up, and the 6th generation iPod Touch. The shift to 64-bit apps means the 2012 iPhone 5, the 4th generation iPad, or the 2013 iPhone 5C have to remain on iOS 10. You're not going to get any major speed out of those older models. Apple and its developers write code to suit newer devices with faster processors. But at least most iOS devices have this upgrade option. No Android-level fragmentation here. What are you waiting for? Go to Settings, General, Software Update on your iDevice of choice right now. If the update is available to you, it'll show up there and you can get started with the download. It only took about 30 minutes, even on an old iPhone 6, so expect even better install time with newer iPhones. Once it's installed, check out the list below for the hidden features you will want to master. 1. Auto-delete apps you don't use. Your first stop after getting iOS 11 should be Settings, General, iPhone Storage, Offload Unused Apps, especially if space is at a premium. It will automatically delete any apps you don't use, but it won't kill the data associated with the apps, so you can always download it again later. 2. Dump 32-bit apps. Your next stop, Settings, General, About Applications. Here you'll find a list of apps that are incompatible with iOS 11. Due to the formal shift to 64-bit apps in iOS 11, 32-bit apps are no longer supported. An estimated 180,000 apps, mostly games, won't be supported by Apple for long. Take your chances and keep the apps. Launching them comes with a warning, but don't expect any help. Chances are, if the developer hasn't updated it, it's out of date, or no longer has a developer. If you can't tap into the application's setting, that means all your apps are compatible with iOS 11. 3. Mark up your screenshots. Taking a screenshot has always been relatively easy in iOS. Just hold the power button and home button at the same time. On iPhone X, you'll have to do it by holding the power button on the side and clicking volume up on the other side. It used to just throw the screenshot into Photos, but now it puts a thumbnail on the screen. Click the thumbnail and you're taken into the new editing screen, where you can crop, add arrows, lines, shapes, put in text, sign it, magnify a section, highlight, write on it, type on it, and change the font. Select sections, undo, redo your actions, or use the lasso tool to grab your annotations and move them, even scribbles and highlights. When you click Done, save the screenshot to Photos, or just delete it if it was for fun. This is in addition to the tools you get in Photos for cropping, rotating, filtering, and adjusting color and contrast. 4. Create PDFs from web pages. If you see a page online you want to save or share, and you'd rather not use something smart like Evernote or OneNote, make it into a PDF, which can be annotated. When you're on the page in Safari, click the Share button, the box with the arrow sticking out of the top. On the bottom row of icons that pops up, swipe left until you see Create PDF. Click the More button to reorder the icon so Create PDF comes up first if you plan to use it regularly. Once rendered, you'll see a little marker icon at the top. Tap it to access the annotation tools, the same as you find for annotating a screen grab, right down to the signature option, which is very handy for PDFs. When you're done, click Save File To and you'll get the option to save to location in the new Files app, which accesses all your cloud storage services. 5. Stick your art into Mail. In the iOS Mail app, insert your own drawings, holding down your finger in a message until you get the usual pop-up menu for pasting content or inserting a photo, video attachment. At the end of the list is Insert Drawing. The tools you get are the same as you get for annotating screenshots and PDFs. A marker, a highlighter, a pencil, eraser, a lasso for moving your annotations, and a color switcher, white, black, green, blue, yellow, or red. The plus icon has some other options for inserting shapes and text in a drawing, even your signature. 6. Utilize new photo formats. Photos and videos take up a lot of space. On iPhone 7 and up, any device with an A9 chip or better, iOS comes with new formats called HEIF, High Efficiency Image Format, and have HEVC, High Efficiency Video Coding, which can compress media about twice as much and still be easily shareable with the outside world. Yes, that's a 50% space saver. To set up the new formats, go to Settings, Camera, Formats, High Efficiency. To stick with JPEG, File for Images, and H.264 for videos, tap Most Compatible. 7. Answer calls automatically. This one is for those who really like to talk on the phone, even to telemarketers. Go into Settings, General, Accessibility, Call Audio Routing, Auto Answer Calls, and actually tell your phone to answer every call received. Set the time in seconds before the phone answers. 8. Notification screen is now lock screen? This one is confusing and maybe you won't even notice it. So you probably have notifications that appear on your lock screen. And if you were actually using your iPhone in the old days, you'd swipe down from the top to get the notification screen. On iOS 11, if you swipe down from the top, you go into the lock screen, where the notifications are. It's a little weird, but Apple essentially just merged the two screens. What that means is, you swipe down to see all notifications you've not yet cleared when your phone is unlocked. When your phone is unlocked, swipe up from the middle of the screen to see those notifications. 9. Customize the crap out of Control Center. Swiping up from the bottom of the screen on an iPhone has always brought up Control Center, but in the past it was limited to just the controls Apple wanted to provide. While that's still true for many of the controls, like the network connections, audio playback, screen mirroring, brightness, and volume, to name a few, you can now customize all the rest. Never use the flashlight or the calculators? Dump those buttons. The customization is much more about the cool controls you can add when you go to Settings, Control Center, Customize Controls, including Low Power, Text Size, Wallet, Stopwatch, Voice Memos, Do Not Disturb While Driving, Notes, and many more. Your options may change depending on the type of iPhone you have, since some have other features. Tap the green plus button to add something to Control Center. Select the red minus button to delete. To organize the order of the buttons, drag them to use the menu, three horizontal lines, on the right. In Control Center, use a long press to access an adjuster that controls the intensity of screen brightness, volume, and flashlight. 10. Record video of your screen. One of the best new features hidden in iOS is screen recording. You can only access it one way, by adding the button to the Control Center in Settings, Control Center, Customize Controls, if it's not already there. Swipe up to get Control Center. Hit the recording button, and you get a 3-second countdown to the iPhone recording all the moves you make on screen. You'll be able to tell from the red banner at the top. It's a perfect way to show off errors you're experiencing or to show someone how to do something. The video is stored in Photos and shareable. Want audio with the recording? Use 3D Touch or press it for a long time, and you'll get an extra option to turn microphone audio on. This lets you do a narration as you record. Tap the red status bar to confirm it's time to stop, all of which is also recorded. Trim your videos using the built-in tools to cut the beginning and end off whatever you record, just to make it go faster. You can get rid of the red banner at the top, but some video editing apps and programs can probably chop that out, along with your status bar at the top. 11. Use Apple Pay for private payments, eventually. You will soon be able to send personal payments from iPhone to iPhone without ever leaving the Messages app. For it to work, you'll need Apple Pay activated in the Wallet app. When you open Messages, you'll see the App Drawer toolbar at the bottom before you touch the text box to start typing. Swipe left to get the Apple Pay icon, or just type about money in some denomination and you'll probably get a suggestion. This will work for sending and requesting money. Look for it in the coming months. 12. Hide the Messages App Drawer. Speaking of the App Drawer toolbar, you don't want to see that every time you open Messages. Just tap the App Store icon next to the text box, the stylized letter A, and it'll be gone until you tap it again. 13. New Messages Special Effects. Apple iOS 10 debuted the ability to send iMessages to other iPhone users with special effects, and there were two new ones in iOS 11, Echo and Spotlight. To use them, type your message, hold down the Send key, and tap Screen Up Top. Echo, which shows multiple echoes of your message, very effective with emoji, will be the first option. Swipe left to see Spotlight, which puts a literal spotlight on your message. Continue swiping left for other options. 14. Take a live photo during FaceTime. This one requires both parties to be running iOS 11, and of course, live photos has to be turned on. To capture a 3-second live photo during a FaceTime convo, click the white shutter button at the bottom left if you're in portrait, right if you're in landscape. You can't do this stealthily. The person on the other end of the call will be notified when the live button is snapped. If you want a much longer video, use screen recording, but you can't record audio with it on a FaceTime call. Either party can turn off the option in Settings, FaceTime, FaceTime live photos.